Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Bridge Street Theater.
Justin, and this is Ginger Radio Hour, live from the ACRA studio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Listening to a little Japanese 90s pop in the background here. Today's show has been curated, produced, and now I offer it up to an audience of one. But y'all are welcome to listen along. This Ginger Radio Hour is for the Greene County Wanderer. That's a peacock. And I already heard him early this morning, Kara. Actually, let's bring this record down a bit so I can show you what a peacock sounds like. Good, right? That's what I've been hearing for days and days, early in the morning, but throughout the day, not really at night. The Greene County Wanderer has been wandering around the Catskills for 10 years. Much more on his story in a bit, but as I said, all the music today here is for that audience of one. So please roll down your car windows, put your transistor radios on the back deck. Open your home windows and give him a chance to hear some of this music. I'll be back in a bit with more about his story.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from home. A long way from home. This world out here is lonely and cold. This world out here is lonely and cold. This world out here is lonely and cold. I guess I'll turn back home. I guess I'll turn back home. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Oh, little while from now. If I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to ever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up." No point in us remaining, we may as well go on as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, to think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again. Naturally, it seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Some music to set the scene here. That was Gilbert O'Sullivan. Before that, Dionne Warwick. And we started with Little Jimmy Scott. I doubled down on the loneliness aspect here, which is one of the things I've been thinking a lot about with the Greene County Wanderer. He showed up in our lives a week ago today and found him in the backyard and sent me two videos. I wasn't there. I still haven't seen him. And he's beautiful. He's a full-grown peacock, blue, with a long, long tail. I'll post the video somewhere and tell you where to find it when I think harder about that. But I couldn't believe it. And smartly, N immediately said, "We gotta call somebody. What if this is an escaped peacock?" So we did a little investigative reporting and found the perfect person to tell us more about this peacock. And that's Sherry from Dog Control. I think everybody around the Catskills, Caro, Durham, Kiskatome, etc. knows about Sherry. And now I do too. And so yesterday I got to speak with her. And what better time than now to reveal everything there is to know about the Greene County Wanderer. Here's Sherry.
I'm aware of probably about 5 years ago when he showed up in my neighbor's yard. I've since learned that he's been wandering on his own for around 10 years. From what I was told, he's an escapee from Catskill Game Farm. He's out wandering this time of year trying to find a mate. And then come fall, when he's done with that, he'll wander back to the Kiskatom area, and that's where he spends the fall and winter months.
So you did see the peacock initially in your neighbor's yard?
Right, and that was about 5 years ago or so.
And have you seen him since?
Not in my yard, no. I know there's been sightings close to us.
And where are you?
I'm in Kiskatom over by Fire Tuck.
Okay. So, this is a perfect day for you and I to speak, because at 4:30 a.m., he woke me up this morning. And I was able to run out and record about every 15 minutes or so. He made his 4 or 5 pitched call, and I was able to record some on my phone.
You got more than I did that.
Well, I didn't get to see him, though, and I still haven't seen him. I just hear him, and I kind of wandered around, and I followed his call, but I didn't get sight of him today. So I don't know that much about peacocks. I certainly know they're not native to the Catskills.
All right. Well, he has somehow managed to survive. I'm not sure exactly where he goes, but I know he is seen around the Kiskatom area. Like I said, season, and there are people that do put food out for him when he's around. I'm not sure how many people are with him traveling, or if he's finding enough on his own or whatever, but he's been doing it for 10 years, so I guess he knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. And I wonder, I mean, I know there are certain large birds that can live a long time. I guess I'd have to look up how long a peacock can live.
Yeah, because that's one bird I've never had, so I'm not too knowledgeable about them.
He has really beautiful blue, some green, but primarily blue long feathers in the back.
Right.
But I imagine if they open, then you're seeing a whole different thing, which my wife didn't see. She got some video of him, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen them open too often, on the rare occasion, and they are gorgeous.
Do you get a lot of calls still every year?
This year has been the worst with calls. I'm getting at least a couple calls a day. And I just tell people, leave him be. He'll move on when he's ready.
Have you gotten other calls? I'm curious, like, if right now he's in his, like, Caro Durham moment. Is that where you've gotten calls recently?
Yeah, I've gotten calls. He's been in Caro. He was up in Durham. Last I heard, he's back in Caro. He's been out in Athens area. A friend of mine has a farm sanctuary out there, and he's gone out, I guess, on a yearly basis and visited him for a few days.
Have you ever thought, or have you and your colleagues and other people you talk to, like, has anybody ever put a name on him?
Not that I'm aware of.
But you were very quick to call my wife back and leave a message and say, oh, you're talking about the Greene County Wanderer. I think that's a great name. Is there anything else we should know about the Wanderer or about this peacock in general? What should people do if they see him?
At this point, you know, just let him be on his own. You know, obviously, if he's in the road, try to get him off the road. But other than that, he seems to know what he's doing. I know when I was first made aware of him, I went up to see if there was any chance that he would be able to be caught. But like I said, after 10 years, I think he knows what he's doing, and he's been able to survive. So I would say just let him be.
Do you think he's lonely?
I know he's been visiting, like, other poultry. I had a lady saying that she was over there, or he was over there visiting her chickens. I know there are a few other people in Greene County with peacocks. I'm not sure if he's going to visit them or not.
Well, that would make sense. I have two or three neighbors that have chickens, so that would make sense that he's kind of hanging around, at least for now.
Right.
Well, this has been really helpful. Thank you. I've been really inspired by this bird, in part just because I'm pretty impressed that he's been able to make a go of it for so long. There's so many predators in these woods and mountains.
I know when I first learned of them, there were a couple other ones with them. I'm not sure what happened with them, if they went back home or if they ended up elsewhere or what happened with them. I believe he had like two or three females with him.
So there's a chance that there are young or younger than him peacocks that have been born maybe here in the Catskills, right? In the wild?
Yeah, there could be. I haven't heard of any other ones, but you never know.
Well, we'll keep an eye out.
By the sounds of it, there is one other, I don't know if you'd say family. So I know I've gotten calls about him being in Durham, and at the same time, there was a thing on Facebook about three peacocks being loose in Palinville. So I think there was some mistaken thing where they were confusing him for this other one.
Hmm. Can peacocks fly?
Yes.
Okay. But they're probably like turkeys, right? They don't fly much.
I don't know, because he makes his rounds pretty good.
If I were driving up 23 towards Windham and I saw a peacock fly by, I would pull over and I would be shocked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's how I hope I see him next. How do we know he's a male, by the way?
The males have more color to them.
Ah, got it. So he's
just like chickens, the roosters are always more colorful.
Yeah, like a tom turkey kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was Sherry. Thank you so much, Sherry, for filling me in on everything that we need to know about the Greene County Wanderer, who I may just call GCW for the rest of today. So turn up your radios again. Some more music for GCW.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world. Painful to me. It's right through me. Don't you understand?
to be broken. Feelings aren't tense, words are trivial. Pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable.
Enjoy the silence.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for said so long left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you. Yes, now you're gone, and from this moment on, I'll be crying, 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 yeah, crying, crying.
Pretty incredible, right? This is a YouTube video with peacock sounds and calls from Wild Ambience. I haven't heard exactly this, but I have had the four-pronged call. And of course, there's only one of the Green County Wanderer, which at times makes this story so sad for me. You know, it's like a human got dropped on Mars and just wanders around looking for a soulmate. But I think this hour we're going to go the whole spectrum from sadness to hope. We're going to let Prince help us get there.
waiting for that love.
Still waiting.
I wish I never star above.
Still waiting.
Waiting for the love to come around. Oh, love.
Waiting for the love to come around.
Now my room has got two windows, but the sunshine never comes through. Although it's always dark and dreary, since I broke it off with you. I live on Lonely Avenue, and if girl would say I do, well, I feel so sad and blue. And it's all because of you. I could cry, could cry.
never treats me. Sweet angel, the way he should. Got it bad. That ain't good. No, that ain't good. My
swear it's too hard for the fly. Please tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for a day. So come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea, she will sigh, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for the fly.
So we've come back to the beginning. This is Ginger Radio Hour, a show today devoted to GCW, the Green County Wanderer, a peacock in our midst. If you're in Caro today, watch out for him. Played a lot of songs for him, and I want to go backwards here and fill you in on what you heard. We ended there on a exclamation, a promising note from Nick Drake. The track is Fly. Before that, Nina Simone, PJ Harvey and Ben Waters, Prince, Roy Orbison, and Depeche Mode, encouraging us to enjoy the silence. Where else but community radio will you get a show devoted to a local peacock? He's been 10 years wandering. It's the very least we can do is to make a song and a show for him, a playlist. I think GCW is an Indian peafowl. There's only three types of peacock, and that tracks to his coloring and his tail. But people can give me a call anytime or reach out and tell me if I'm wrong. If you see him, say hello. It has become my goal this July to see the Green County Wanderer. But I've ended on a hopeful note. I'm less sure that he's sad. I know he's looking for friends, but there are plenty of chickens, turkeys, birds that I think he's playing with, or at least chasing. And so I think the best way to end the show is on this hopeful note. Who better to do that than Alice Coltrane? I'm going to close today with her track Om Shanti, which is an invocation to God. And I think that's a good way to go out. You've been listening to Ginger Radio Hour on 90.7 FM.
Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Shanti Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Shanti Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Shanti Om Shanti Om. Ananda Natam Panam Brahman Om. Ananda Natam Panam Brahman Om. Ananda Natam Panam Brahman Om.
Ginger Radio Hour today was the work of many people. I want to thank Sherry for taking the time to talk to me and share her stories. Uh-oh. We're okay, the skip has passed. So thank you to Sherry. Uh-oh. Thank you, of course, to N for putting this wonderful playlist and set together with me. You did most of the work, and you never would have picked an album that skips, and that's on me. think we got past it. Anyway, what a way to end. You've been listening to Ginger Radio Hour on 90.7 FM. Thank you for listening. Watch out for the Green County Wanderer.